From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've only gone over a small portion of false flags, and I'm going to recap them and then get into some of the other documents I haven't covered yet and some of the newer examples. The government getting the 7-7 guy on the plane. I mean, the list goes on and on. British Special Forces caught in 2006 in Basra, dressed up like Sunnis killing Shiites to get sectarian war going. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. The feds cooking the bomb, training the drivers of two mentally ill, low-grade morons in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. This is what's frustrating, is they do this over and over again. I haven't even gotten into all the earmarks yet. I haven't even covered the motive of the UN treaty. I haven't really gotten into that yet in detail. All the calls to restrict our guns now by the White House and others, and all the grandstanding. I haven't gotten into the mind control aspects. I will after we take a bunch of phone calls. But right now, let's talk to Evan in Littleton, Colorado, the site of Columbine and that operation a decade or 13 years ago now. The time just flies. Good to have you on with us on this Sunday. Do you think I should be questioning this when we have known governments that get caught doing this over and over again? Or should I just trust them and turn my guns in?
Neither. You should just go back to sleep. Trust no one except your government. This is ridiculous, Alex. I'm about 4 miles away from Columbine. The first time I read that article about what happened, it screamed of BS. First of all, it's an exit door on the opening night for a very anticipated movie. You know they're going to be pimply-faced high school students making sure nobody sneaks in and that everybody pays and gets their ticket. Somebody had to let that guy in.
No, exactly. I've been to opening nights, and they have people hanging around behind the exit doors. That's well known.
Yep. 70 people so far that we know of, 58 wounded, another 12 dead. And the largest magazine that I know of, I have a couple of Glock 9mm. I got the 33 round factory magazine. But
now they have nobody, they have some 100 round barrel ones. I've got some. Here's what's happening. They're saying they want to ban the bottom loading. Remember last year they wanted to ban bottom loading shotguns and rifles? The ATF was talking about that. They have barrels, and so they're worried about barrels because that would let us fight back against the military. This is designed for a globalist takeover.
This is fundamentally incompatible with the police state. That's why they're trying to grab this. And anybody who is in the government, anybody who's in the military, the police, anyone who is for this, you're also for something else. It's a little word we call treason. You need to think very carefully about what you are doing here because this will be the final straw. The American people are not going to take this.
Yeah, I mean, they'll get a bunch of the mall Martians and people that can't talk, glow-in-the-dark folks to turn their guns in if they even have them. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Just because they get a majority of people that want to be slaves and, you know, lick their boots, it isn't going to happen.
Exactly, because what is it, 5 million guns a month they're selling now? Number one reason I don't trust my government?
Well, it got up to 5 million a few months ago, but the biggest manufacturers suspended new orders because they're 6 months to a year behind. The manufacturers can't keep up.
Right. Well, that's a good sign that people, even if it's a small segment of the population, it was only 5% or something in the Revolutionary War. Like, it was really, really.
Yeah, it's way more than that. There's probably 25-30% that are pretty awake. 10% are hardcore awake. 50% are somewhat partially awake. The other 50 literally don't know what planet they're on. I mean, so they're a lot of dangerous folks. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I wanted to just make it real quick. Plant a couple of seeds. I don't know if it's stupid or if it's divine inspiration, but there's a couple of topics I'd like you to cover in the upcoming week. Number one is, will there be another false flag at the London Olympics? And then number two, imagine Red Dawn has already happened. You and Jesse, I finally watched that FEMA camp video of police state. Who's already in there? What if that's an invading force just waiting to come out when the time is right?
It's a good question. You know, Israel says they may have to attack Iran so they don't attack the Olympics. Imagine, we've got to attack Japan so they don't attack the Olympics. We've got to attack because they might attack. I mean, it's that's what Hitler said. And I'll break down the Olympics coming up. Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls now, and I only got about halfway through the stack of famous false flags that have been totally declassified or partially declassified. There's others like the sinking of the USS Maine to get us into the Spanish-American War, and the head of Hearst Publishing, William Randolph Hearst, told Remington the painter, I don't care if you're not in Cuba. Just give me the pictures. I'll supply the war. That's a famous quote. And they just showed paintings of massacres, that the Spanish were committing massacres against little poor children in Cuba. Just like they said babies were thrown out of incubators by Saddam. Or they say that Syria's committing massacres, and it turns out it's Western-backed Al-Qaeda. Because they know you're just halfway paying attention. You turn on the news, and then whatever it says is supposedly true. Oh, a guy dressed up like Ronald McDonald. First it was a black outfit and black mask, and they thought they were cops. I've got these clips coming up. And tear gas from both sides and multiple shooters. Oh, forget about all that. People saw four people in Oklahoma City, and the feds declared national security on the videos, but FBI agent leaked the videos to a federal judge and to the LA Times. They never put the videos out, but said it did show McVeigh with four other men. Oh, really? But we're never going to see those surveillance cameras. Or if we do, we've all seen Forrest Gump shake hands with President Kennedy, but it wasn't real. We've all seen Yoda fight Emperor Palpatine. It wasn't real. We've all seen King Kong climb up on the Empire State's building. It wasn't real. We've all seen Gandalf fight the Borog. It wasn't real. Okay, we've all seen Lucky Charms dance around the rainbow on TV. It isn't real. They can show some short clip of him there. And usually it's way after. The way they're acting all secret. They had the UN treaty coming up, which was very close to being defeated to put the UN over our guns. And magically this happens. Bill Clinton's trying to extend the assault weapons ban and ban gun shows. The week before the vote, Columbine happens. But remember, it still wasn't enough. Still wasn't enough. Because you know what? If there had been one armed citizen in there, like the Luby's massacre, just like Susanna Hupp, the state rep, has said, she could have saved a lot of people. There was another shooting a few years ago in Colorado where a guy came in a church mad he'd been kicked out. Might have been a real attack because the media wasn't there to jump on it. That's whenever you know it in the stage. They don't hype it. And a off-duty police officer with another lady doing security, who I can still carry, she ended up shooting the guy, and she was there for security. And that's the only kind of security you want. Is you should have somebody armed at some mega church with thousands of members. You should. In case there's a robbery, whatever. Guns frustrate crime 21 times more often, the Justice Department has to admit, than they're used in the commission of a crime. You've got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in a year than dying in a mass shooting. Look it up in the World Almanac. It is one of the rarest things out there. But none of you are in Colorado, right underneath the military-industrial complex. All right, I covered a lot of this. I'll have to get to more of the history of government-sponsored terror tomorrow because I don't have time to get into British special forces caught dressed up as Sunnis killing Shiites and caught. Remember that? BBC, you name it, just type in British soldiers of SRR. get caught trying to stage false flag terror incident. Look up Detroit Free Press. Just type in State Department ordered to get underwear bomber on plane. Oh, yeah, look it up. Just look it up. And then you have to understand who the main suspects are, especially when it's all hyped, when the cops won't tell you what happened, when it's implausible, when the witnesses see multiple shooters. This is a staged event. Okay, let's take a few calls here. I'm going to try to rush through them. Scott in Denver, Colorado. Scott, what's your take on all this?
Alex, this is just another example of how they're taking our rights through these incidents. I'm looking at a half-mast flag right now. So obviously we're catalyzed as a nation, and it's to take our guns. It's to take our guns. It's to take our guns. Everybody wake up.
Well, you're right. And, you know, when a Predator drone illegally, and they're in over 12 countries now, and they admit it's illegal under international law and our own law, kills people. They have said over 200 dead at a wedding, men, women, children, is good if they kill one person they claim is a terrorist. So killing 200 plus men, women, and children is cool. There's no half mass for that. But they, and Obama's going, and Bloomberg says ban the guns, and the president of Mexico says ban the guns, and Piers Morgan says ban the guns. I mean, how many times have I said the last few months that they're going to stage a mass shooting, probably in a movie theater or mall? How many times have I said that to get this treaty rammed through?
This is the beginning of it. There's going to be more and more. It's going to be blamed on us, the American people, us patriots.
And they're going to have to put TSA in the malls and in the movie theaters, as they already have promo videos months ago coming out showing them at the malls, and now they're calling for it. That's right. You see all the scripting, all the preparation, and then it rolls out, and they've got a mental patient put on drugs, doesn't even know who he is. They're reporting flopping around on the ground. Just like 5 years ago when four Delta Force groups came back and murdered their families. One of them just went crazy. When the police pulled up, they were flopping around on the ground, spitting. Again, they have devil's breath. They have a whole bunch of drugs they can give somebody, and they can mix it with other drugs where you never even know who you are again. That's how they get the patsy ready. What do you say to that?
I just left the China Mart. I bought a bunch more spray paint. I've been continuously bullhorning out of my car. They continue to pull me over, and they can't do anything. I'm going to continue to exercise my rights, and I'm going to tell people about this. Obama is grandstanding. He's politicizing this. He's using this to sign us into this United Nations Global Weapons Treaty. This is it.
And it happened right on time. Right on time. God bless you. I mean, come on, folks. Come on, I just read you more than 20 examples of our government and other governments attacking our own ships, you name it, killing our own people, shooting up movie theaters in Europe to blame it on their enemies. I showed you an army manual where they say, get false flag training. They want our guns, they're criminal. They stage Fast and Furious, it's a false flag. To blame the Second Amendment, that even came out, that it was to blame the Second Amendment, years after I told you, of course it was for that. And now they're like, we got to do something else. Who do we get? We got this guy drugged up. All right, pull the operation. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. My gut already knew it. It's insane. But I went and researched, and sure enough, it's got all the signs. He may have even been the shooter, but I doubt it. Witnesses said there were multiple guys in there. That's coming up. Let's talk to Chris in Boston. What's your take on this, Chris?
Hey, Alex, great job breaking it down. Something real quick I wanted to point out. The media on Friday kept saying that his car had Tennessee license plates, but then the news chopper zoomed in, and you could clearly see he had Colorado license plates, 119ROC. What do you make of that?
Well, you notice they're not letting the cops in there with the, quote, booby traps and all that. No one had seen him there. He was all mail orders, like they mail ordered Lee Harvey Oswald's gun to him when you could buy guns anywhere without registration or records back in 1963. I mean, it follows the exact script of a Gladio operation, of a Operation Himmler, of an Operation Ajax. I mean, this is what they do. They shoot up movie theaters. They blow up discotheques. I mean, this is what the globalists do.
When not one single witness has said that they saw the person that was supposedly in the theater prop the door, not one single person has said that person had red hair or orange hair.
Yeah, they all said it was a guy in black with a mask on, but now we've got Bozo the Clown. It's incredible, sir. What do you think's happening here?
Absolutely staged right now. They got all, just, you know, Obama flying in on Air Force One to go pimp out the victims. It's ridiculous.
And anybody who asks why would they stage this or let somebody do this who they've drugged up, well, watch him get a 10 to 15 point bounce out of this. Watch. Watch. Watch him get the treaty and put us under UN. Watch. Watch.
Sure, it's everyone that wants to grab guns, so you'd rather wait for someone else to show up with a gun to protect you than protect your own family? Like, good luck.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, this was one of the biggest theaters in the Denver area, and those are normally crawling with cops. And I checked the news and talked to some locals, talked to folks Friday who live in the area and go to that theater. They said there's always cops there on the, you know, I mean, six or seven during the weekend, but on a Thursday night at a premiere, probably four or five. But no cops. Oh, yeah. And all they I watched this press conferences. Dave Mustaine's been visiting me this weekend with his wife. And we sit there and watch the press conferences. The cop, the police chief, and the governor never talk about the families. It's all about what a great job they've done and how they're traumatized. Bunch of weirdos. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Try to accelerate through your phone calls and first go to those that are calling us from Colorado. But we'll get to everybody. When I look at my children and how innocent and good they are, and I think about a one-year-old child shot in the face at point-blank range by the multiple men that witnesses saw inside firing and the tear gas coming from different sides and the person that let him in and all the rest of it. When I think about all this, and I think about the fact that it's so well documented that thousands of U.S. troops have been nerve gassed, biological weaponed, radiized, hit with radiologicals, radiated, in the name of just research and studies, and have died, many of them. And that black men were shot up with syphilis and little kids worldwide by the UN are given live polio and killed or paralyzed. And then it's just a minor footnote in the back of the paper. And then 12 people get killed and it's half-masked. And, oh, my gosh, as a nation, we're under attack. Let's give all our rights up. It's the fact that they're hyping it is another telltale sign. So they picked Batman thinking that would supercharge it. And now they can also have a security rollout of TSA type security, which they're now calling for at the malls, at the grocery stores, and at the movie theaters. And when you go there, they are now going to want to pat you down, just like at the football games. It's a total transformation to being slaves. And it's been done scientifically. And even if this isn't staged, as Rahm Emanuel has said, in fact, when you cue this up, Rahm Emanuel's quote, "Don't let a good crisis go to waste." We have that in the computer. But just look it up. He was on C-SPAN. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. They are certainly using this to take our liberties. And how dare the president of Mexico say restrict our guns? He's quoted today as saying we've got to restrict our guns. They have total gun bans in Mexico, just like Chicago or New York, and their crime rate is unbelievably higher. I mean, in some areas, it's 100 plus times higher than ours. With a total gun ban. No, we don't want to live like that. Thank you very much. We'll keep our guns. You can keep the change. This is a group of radical globalists doing this. And if you don't think they won't shoot a theater full of Americans to get their takeover of this country, the globalists hate Americans more than they hate Iraqis, folks. Okay, just remember that. Let's go ahead and talk to Sylvia in Aurora, Colorado, right where this went down. Sylvia, thank you for joining us. Obviously, our prayers and hearts go out to all of you out there because one person or 12 people dead is a huge deal, even though the globalists are trying to hype it to terrorize us. What's your view on this?
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be on the show. I'm calling. I live on Alameda, actually, which is the street that the movie theater is on. It's about maybe 3 miles, probably 2 miles away. I mean, I just want to comment on the whole, you know, did he act alone? On 9 News, the local news here in Denver, first they reported that there was somebody who, you know, answered the cell phone or, you know, he went to go step out to make a call and he went to the emergency exit. But, you know, that's a red flag right there. Just because, you know, when your phone rings in the movie theater, if you're going to take the call, you're going to go out the way you came, you know? So that's the point that I wanted to make. And then, not even today, this morning, I'm sitting at work and CNN is on, and it's John McCain talking about where the actual, I'm going to quote the topic, it said, curbing gun violence, and then the subtitle under it was, are tighter gun laws needed? which is just crazy. It just happened, like my brother said, he said it just happened, it's going to happen like clockwork. They're going to use this.
Well, exactly. There have been other mass shootings, and when they haven't staged it, they don't do this. They're lined up. They're ready. They've got the whole media pushing. And what's coming up in the next week and a half? The UN treaty. I mean, look, they had a couple votes. One article says one vote or two votes they need. They were going to lose. They weren't going to get this ratified. And Obama still said he was going to sign it. Now he gets to go grandstand. He's there now. I don't know if he's spoken yet.
Yes. And then also, yeah, I live about 2 miles from the theater, and I also live about like maybe 5 or 6 miles from Holmes' residence. So yesterday when I got off work, I drove by there to take some pictures, and I got some pictures, but I couldn't get out of the car because I had my 10-week-old with me. But today I want to go back on foot, you know, and actually get some pictures. I was wondering if there's a way I could send them to you or...
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Citizen reporters, that's what we are, so please help us. I'm going to put you on hold and give us... give you one of our more private emails to make sure we check it. Chris, will you give her your email and make double sure that when those come in that we get them to the webmasters? And also give her Kurt's email or Aaron's. Give her a couple. Absolutely. I thought about getting in a plane and going up there because I'm sick of this. This is a big deal, folks. I could tell the way they've been acting and the way they've been behaving that they were going to... Have you noticed how much I've been covering the Second Amendment the last 3 weeks if you're a listener?
And it's so crazy how this just happened, like clockwork. It just—I've been listening to Alex, and I've been listening to you covering the Second Amendment, and it's just so crazy how this all happened. But
did you see where the FBI in Denver said, "Look for theater attacks"? In the middle of May last month, or no, June. In the middle of we've got the flyers on the site. They said, "Get ready for theater attacks." But here's what's funny. When this happened, they pulled that warning off their site. Why would they pull it? Well, tell us what threat they knew of. Why would they pull that?
Wow. It's all safe, you know?
You were going to say something else when I rudely interrupted. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's all safe, but let me see. I took a couple notes to make sure I didn't miss anything. I wanted to say I have a couple pictures already right now on my phone, and I'm on my way home. I actually was supposed to be working overtime, but I left because I didn't want to get dark before, you know, I could get some more pictures. So that's where I'm on my way to right now, so go ahead and do that.
Well, thank you so much, and be safe. Do you know anybody who has family that was injured or killed?
I didn't have anybody. Actually, my dad just told me yesterday he has a broker friend that, she didn't know some people who were killed. So, you know,
my clothes
would go out to her.
That's terrible. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia. God bless you. We're going to go to another call now. Look forward to those photos. We'll post them at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and take another call from Littleton, Colorado, very close to the scene of this. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
It's been quite a rough weekend for me. I actually was under lockdown during Columbine, so went to one of the elementary schools where Dylan went. But I actually had a specific question for you. I was going over an article on ABC today, and actually happened to notice that one of my old basketball teammates was hit on Friday. So I actually happened to see on the same article that there was a video released of James Holmes doing a dissertation at his college, and it did a presentation on temporal illusions and subjective experience. And I happened to look that up, and it turns out that that has to do with mind control, brainwashing, time gaps, and it is directly related to LSD.
Exactly. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in a similar program to him. So was Major Hassan. That's what I'm saying, folks. They grab these students. Stay there.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't know, I have been allowed into the University of Texas neuroscience department by a research scientist that was there a long time ago. He's since moved on to an even more prestigious, there's not many that kind of narrows the field, university. They had monkeys. I was looking at video feeds of monkeys in out in Bastrop and Smithsville by the hundreds with television sets, with wires into their brains, flickering in their faces just to test what flicker rate to tune televisions to make you most suggestible and put you into a dream state. And I found out all these other universities just constantly are testing flicker rates on how to create suspended disbelief. For a lot of people there watching the film sat there while they were being shot thinking it was part of the movie. That's how into it they get. They're zombies, basically. It's mind control. But yes, we did find the ABC News video he's talking about. We're pulling up the transcript now. But the terms that the caller just mentioned that we're checking right now do deal with this. And I looked at the department he was in. Of course, they're all like this. But over 90% of it is Department of Defense and DARPA funded. And he is in an advanced, I mean, they were saying he's one of the most advanced PhD students going for PhD, top of his class, promising, you know, all this other stuff. And sure, that's the type that sometimes breaks and goes crazy. But more often than not, because I didn't figure any of this out. I saw it with Hassan at Fort Hood, who we know they were protecting, with Theodore Kaczynski. That's in the L.A. Times. That when they declassified MKUltra, Theodore Kaczynski was in it. Oh, and then he becomes the Unabomber. And I just deal with this over and over and over again. And then the second most famous mind control doctor in U.S. history, Jolyon West, the protege of Ewan Cameron. Just look these names up. Just type Ewan Cameron in. And they have PBS shows about them kidnapping children and turning them into new people and taking troops and drugging them and then turning them into assassins. This was in the 50s and 60s and 70s. I mean, they take you and electroshock therapy you and show you the Joker movie 2,000 times or whatever and then shock you and torture you and then say the pain goes away when you do what you're told. That's how the Japanese created the ninja. They would go out and do one assassination in their life that they trained for more than a decade for and then commit seppuku and kill themselves. That was done simply with exotic drugs and sex. They would take young men, train them for about a decade as assassins with drugs, sex, but also training. And then they would go out and commit an assassination, but you didn't want to get caught. They were very expensive. Ninja are real. But the movies don't tell you what, but they would then commit suicide. That was why a ninja was so expensive. Is that with primitive Japanese technology 500 years ago, they have what they call the disposal trigger. And a lot of these mind control guys have that. You see the last Bourne movie? What's the name of it? Oh, the Bourne Supremacy. Folks, that's so accurate. I've read all the documents that are public. It gave me chills. The Bourne Supremacy is what they do. I mean, that's real. They were doing those tests in Vietnam on Special Forces soldiers. The problem is somebody like that's usually very smart, very capable, focused. A lot of times the programming wears off or they break out of it. So who do you want? You want highly intelligent young people. They go after very young nerd types. Because they tried to do it with, like, you know, mildly mentally retarded Muslims and stuff. Remember the guys that bombed the World Trade Center? FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver. That came out in the New York Times even because their own people leaked it. Those guys had, like, 75 IQs. The FBI threw fits for months trying to teach them how to drive a car. Then they didn't park it up against the right column and the rest of it, so it didn't bring the whole building down. It made them really upset. They wanted to get the job done then, not in 2011. Or 2001. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go back to Scott in Littleton, Colorado. Yeah, we found the video. We're going to obviously cover this. Thank you for bringing this up. We're not sure if Scott's still there. Is Scott still there? Okay, he's there. Good. Scott, give us your take on this.
Well, I can tell you I actually ironically just came across some articles on Columbine about 2 weeks ago while I was in Hawaii, and I started to understand there's quite a possibility it was a false flag. There was an explosion at Wadsworth and Chatfield as a diversion, common terrorist tactics. So
they put 127 bombs in the building. I mean, no. Listen, I've talked to the cops involved. They were told stand down. There were at least three other shooters inside, just like witnesses are saying this time.
Yeah, exactly. You're finding multiple stories of dual shooters, people throwing different canisters. You have the same problem, whereas with Columbine, the amount of stuff that was carried in, just seems improbable. The timing, the fact that he came out and sat next to his car, sat in front of his car, on his car, what have you, just seems like mind control. It just kind of has that. I asked when the news came out, I was like, hey, did he start reading Catcher in the Rye right after he sat down?
Well, listen. For 200 years, they've had devil's breath. That's not new. That's suddenly in the news. The scopolamine, you blow that in somebody's face, for several hours, they will chop their child up with a meat cleaver if you told them to. But they're not high. They just do whatever you tell them. They got stuff that makes what they like is halcyon after the event to then tell someone they've done something. Listen, the LAPD said that Sirhan didn't shoot RFK, and we now know the CIA was there, and it was his security detail shot him in the caliber, and the witnesses saw it. And he was drugged that day. And that's even mainstream news now that Sirhan is basically innocent. And that was with 1960s drugs. Great points. God bless you. Anything else, sir?
I do want to say one thing. I will tell you that after this event happened, I've talked to a lot of old friends and old schoolmates, and we're definitely seeing signs of PTSD out here in Littleton. I can tell you this false flag operation stuff, psychologically, it does work.
Don't worry. The TSA is coming to stick their hands down your pants. They will keep you safe. God bless you.
I won't be going to the mall.
No, I hear you. We won't be able to go anywhere. They've got to come and check your house. They've got to, you know, the government's totally secret. You've got to have no rights to keep you safe, of course. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Texas, and we'll come back and talk to others. Ryan, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a few quick points here. Put yourself in that movie theater for a second. Those doors where they said the witness said that someone went to the door to take a phone call, if he tried to open that door for this guy, wouldn't there be an alarm sounding?
Yeah, all the theaters, I checked that in the last decade, have alarms on them that don't go off audibly, but let them know in the manager's office. But they can't have like a loud alarm because people do leave movies through those. But a lot of them do have alarms. The big thing is they're set in hinges back in the wall, but they're saying someone went and opened the door for him. Now they're saying that's him. We have clips of witnesses saying, no, tear gas came from both sides. But again, the Russian government did stuff like this. I'm telling you, this is one of the oldest tricks in the book. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The idea, too, is a tear gas. You can't get that unless you're military or law enforcement. The other thing
They said it was tear gas. Now they say it's smoke bombs, but go ahead.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to see was, has anyone tried to do a gunshot residue test on the actual or the alleged shooter to see if he
Here's the deal. When it's a real event, the police instantly tell you where they busted him, what happened, what went on. Notice they're not saying anything here.
Mm-hmm.
Notice Obama has showed up. Notice they won't go in the apartment, all this. Again, I've been watching this for 19 years, on air for 17. I've seen it over and over again. I know how they act when it's staged. Like Mumbai a few years ago, I said it's staged. 6 months later, it came out in U.S. papers that the CIA ran the attack to blame Pakistan. I've watched this. Other people are into baseball. Other people are into golf. Other people are into acting cool. I'm into understanding how globalists operate. And they love staging stuff. There's a small chance he could just be some lunatic who got on drugs. But I don't think so. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Our top story, 47-year-old Patriot discovers weird trick to slash power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. If you're fed up with being dependent on fat cat power monopolies that raise rates again and again, if you're sick of high energy bills and sick of high heating bills, so are we. Join us at coverup123.com. See the free video produced by patriots like you that exposes the truth and shows you the secret to how you can easily slash your power bill. See our video now before it gets shut down at coverup123.com. At the 2-minute mark of our video, you'll see exactly how deep the conspiracy goes. It's a lot deeper than you think. Go to coverup123.com and see the trick revealed in our video that could slash your power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. Hurry, go now to coverup123.com. That's coverup123.com. Coverup123.com, sponsored by Power for Patriots.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we've got the electric eye of the NSA spying on us, all the rest of this, but nothing watching government. Have you studied history? You know how corrupt governments get? Break it up.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. The electric eye's looking down on you. The lasers trace everything you do. You think you have private lives. Think nothing of the kind. I'm watching all the time. I'm elemental. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to your phone calls. You keep the country free? Really, you spy on me to keep the country free, but you're not keeping it free. You're trying to take my rights away. Look, when governments want to attract their own people because they're controlled by mafias, they stage stuff to take people's rights. It's the oldest trick in the book. It's happening again, and I'm sick of it. And look, all this is above my pay grade. But the average American I talk to just thinks it's their job to just go through life and have fun and ignore all this. Look, if you have that attitude, corrupt people are going to come in and eat your lunch. And all I know is our government and other governments constantly stage stuff, like Fast and Furious that killed thousands, to blame our liberties so they can take them. And now there's been a tailor-made event with another lunatic they can just blame who's so whacked out of his mind he doesn't know who they are. I mean, if I was the government, I could go kill some people wearing a mask and then go grab a schizophrenic homeless person that doesn't know who they are and put them on the news as the killer. And then I've got Army documents and Northwoods where they talk about shooting up movie theaters and public events and, you know, dance halls and military bases and how to blame a patsy. And who's the patsy? A mentally ill person. I mean, this is really uncool. And so, hey, you got the UN treaty right on time, folks. I told you this was coming, and I wish it wasn't an inside job, but my gut tells me it is, and all the evidence is there. So many points, so much research. Folks, show a document cam shot in here. If people are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, there's probably 200 articles and documents in front of me. And you know what? I read or looked at all of these and more. Okay? And my head is spinning with frustration. Do you know how many of these black ops that have been declassified are shooting at movie theaters? They love them because they're dark. Nobody knows what's going on. You shoot some people. You grab some patsy. The old days, they would just grab some felon they didn't like. And, you know, they owned a few cops that were corrupt on the force who they'd have ready to bust them a few hours after. They'd plant some stuff on them. That was the end of it. Now they get these grad students. They electroshock therapy. I mean, that guy, they say he's in the jail flopping around, spitting right now, the Associated Press, screaming he's the Joker. I mean, if he did it, you can't put him to death or in prison. He's completely insane. Like Bales, who killed, you know, what, 17 people or whatever in Afghanistan, four tours, had his part of his foot blown off, had been on medical disability on a bunch of government drugs and said, please don't send me back, and then watched his buddy get blown up the day before and went haywire taking hallucinogens. That's what Prozac is. And went and they're going to put him in prison, folks. That guy's completely off his rocker. Again, notice that, oh, no, he knew exactly what he was doing. And this guy does, too. Spitting on everyone, flopping around, screaming and yelling for hours on end with Bozo the Clown red hair. He's an insane person. He can't defend himself. They're having the fake 9/11 trials right now, and they've declared the whole trial's national security, even though they're Pentagon kangaroo courts. That bombing they had in Europe last week, it was one of the alumni of Camp X-Ray. The average age there was 14. They'd grab little kids, brainwash them, drug them. That came out in the news. They had a mind control base. Look it up. CIA base within Camp X-Ray, where they did stuff I can't even say on the air and admitted to it. I mean, the sexual stuff they did to him was, and then they release him and the guy goes and blows himself up. I'm telling you, folks, you better look into this. 20 years ago, they had remote-control cockroaches with a chip. 20 years ago, they had robo-rats with a chip. They've got chips now where they can put a chip in you and have you say or do whatever they want. All I'm saying is governments have done this before. This guy was an advanced scientist at advanced levels doing research. We just confirmed it in these areas. And that's classically who they grab and who they do this to. Folks, the people running our country 60, 70 years ago would march young privates in and nerve gas them to test a new nerve gas and tell mama they all died of the flu. That's declassified. Of course they would do this. Just grow up and realize they do it to get the UN over our country. This is a conquering takeover, and they're doing it through PSYOP, PSYOP. And I see right through it. Jerry in Louisiana, you're on the air. Then Lloyd, Man Bear Pig, I guess Al Gore's calling. And Karen, go ahead, Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, my name is Terry with the T. But,
I'm sorry.
I love your show. I just have a few comments and then three questions. Number one, you said that everything is like the Nazi pattern, you know, with the checkpoints that are coming and then the DIA.
Hitler staged shootings all over Germany, including public places, and blamed it on Poland. It's called Operation Himmler, yes.
And it shows, in the DIA airport, it shows the Nazi rod rising on the mural.
Killing children, and then the guns are banned, yes.
And then the swastika runways. Well, then this is kind of just like out of the Nazi manual with Night of the Broken Glass, how the Nazis went in and destroyed everything and then blamed it on the Jews. But then the other thing was my comment about the redheaded guy spitting around and not knowing who he is. I love his adult friend finder page. Like, they have this really hot girl behind him. There's no way in the world that's a legitimate picture, because no hot girl would have been interested in a guy with red hair like that.
Well, so actually, a lot of with the ninja in mind control, they would actually use women and drugs. So if it was mind control, a lot of times their handlers will be super good-looking women. But
then the other, about the Nazi things, I started a blog. I started researching when you said a couple of days ago about Columbine being on Hitler's birthday. I went and looked up all the different things.
Oh, yeah, did you notice today is the anniversary of the Breivik shooting in Europe?
Well, get this. In 1914, the Rockefeller family on April 20th killed coal miners in the Ludlow Massacre in Ludlow, Colorado. In 1941, Germany bombers attacked Athens on his birthday. In 42, on his birthday, Germans assaults in Malta. On 45, on his birthday, they occupied Dinkster and Finster. In 46, the League of Nations dissolved and the power was assumed by the United Nations. In 1985, under Reagan, the ATF raid on the Covenant, the Sword, and the Arm of the Lord.
But it's not just that it's Hitler's birthday. That's a super high occultic day. In fact, this is the big summer. What is this? The longest day of summer today. No, that was June. Well, then what's the day today? I saw something on the news. I was halfway. They were saying something about the summer today. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much. I got to jump. We got some more callers. Lloyd in Canada. Good points. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just to all the American listeners out there, this is a big wake-up call that your Second Amendment means more than anything. If one single person in that theater was expressing his Second Amendment right, there could have been a lot less people dead.
Do you agree that this stinks to high heaven?
Oh, without a doubt, this is the perfect crime at the perfect time for the globalists. With this UN gun registry coming up, this is exactly what they needed, and everyone needs to realize that this is a false flag.
All right, well said, Lloyd. Let's talk to Man Bear Pig in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Al Gore. Welcome.
Alex, this is not a false flag.
It's not, sir? Should I pay all my money to you so the carbon dioxide won't kill me?
It's definitely a false flag. You're right. And you know, I'm like most people. I don't jump to conclusions. At first, I'm thinking, no, you know, it's probably some random act. The guy dropped out. He lost it because he failed in his PhD program. But then, just like with the shooting in Arizona, I didn't believe that either at first. But you put the facts together. You lay it out there for us. And I'm not saying you know, I'm listening to you only. I'm making my own determination. But it is definitely perfect timing, like the guy from Canada said. Here, it diverts everybody away from Fast and Furious, from Obama's low ratings, from the economy.
The ATF was about to get abolished again. They admit they attacked Waco. They picked a group they thought was unpopular to make themselves look good and attack them.
Everything's a false flag. Obama's a false flag, for God's sake. He's not, like you said, he's not who he says he is. He's a false flag president. Everything's a psyop nowadays. It's unbelievable. Look out for the London Olympics. I mean, that's next step on the hit parade.
God bless you. By the way, I didn't even get into that today. Israel says Iran is going to attack the Olympics, so they've got to attack Iran. We had that security expert who's been proven right. They're saying the security has been told to stand down. So we're going to be covering that tomorrow. I didn't get to all the clips of witnesses saying smoke bombs from other angles, multiple shooters. I'm going to cover it all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com, free audio streams, or on the local AM and FMs. Pray for those that lost loved ones. Pray for those that died. And buy guns to protect yourself from crazy people.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Appreciate it.